exactly how many parak had mishnah gemara. The same slice of kvar hamishulashim. The same would be if you had three towns that are like a triangle. We said in the previous mission, if you have two cities that are close to each other, if they're within 141 amos and a third from each other, we would regard the two cities as one big city, and you'd be allowed to walk from one city to the next plus another 2,000 amos outside the next city. And so too, if you have three towns that are close to each other, you have two towns that are opposite each other, but they're more than 141 amos and a third away from each other. And we have a third town that's in between them, but it's not smack in the middle of them. Instead, it's further away. So it's like the point of a triangle. You form an imaginary triangle between the two outer cities. And the third city that's in between them, that third city would be like the point of a triangle. It's in between them, but it's further away. Now that third city, which is at the point of the triangle, is within 2,000 amos from the two outer cities. So it's within the tchum of the two outer cities. In such a case, we would imagine that the middle city that's at the point of the triangle is actually smack in the middle between those two cities. And then we would measure the distance between the middle city and the two outer cities. In Yesh Ben Shnayim Achitoyim, Me'er Barbon Be'echar Ushlit, Asa Emsoi Eshlashton Liyoson Kecha. If we would take that middle city that's at the point of the triangle and imagine that it's directly in between the two outer cities, and then we would measure how much space it would be between the middle city and the two outer cities. If the middle city is within 141 amos and a third from each one of the two outer cities, we would look at these three cities as one big city. And you'd be allowed to walk from any one of these three cities to the next city plus another 2,000 amos outside the next city. And since these cities are so close to each other, we look at the three cities as one big city. And instead of measuring the tum outside of your own city, you would only start measuring the tum outside of the next city. When you measure the tum outside the city, you can only measure the 2,000 amos if you're tchum using a rope that's 50 amos long, no less than 50 amos, and no more. The reason being is that when they measure the tchum, they'd have one person holding onto the rope on one end, and the other person holding onto the rope on the other end. If they use a rope that's less than 50 amos long, the rope tends to stretch when you measure, and they'll end up measuring more than 2,000 amos. Or if they use a rope that's more than 50 amos long, the rope will tend to sag in the middle, and they'll end up measuring less than 2,000 amos. So therefore, they should only use a rope that's exactly 50 amos long. Below yimdo dela keneged libo. And when they measure the 2,000 amos, they should measure it holding the rope right next to their heart. The two people that hold the rope on opposite ends, each person should hold the rope exactly next to his heart. And the chacham were afraid that maybe when they measure, one person will hold the rope next to his heart, and the other person will hold the rope next to his feet. And if they do that, since they're not holding the rope at the same height, they're going to shorten the 2,000 amos. They're going to end up measuring less than 2,000 amos. So therefore, the Chachamim gave a specific height that they should hold the rope at. That both people who are holding the rope on both ends should hold the rope opposite their heart. And that way, since they're both holding the rope at the same height, they won't end up measuring less than 2,000
amos.
If when they were measuring the 2,000 amos outside the city, they reached a valley or a heap of stones, they should swallow it up and return to their measurement. Meaning to say, they would not count the decline of the valley or the incline of the heap of stones toward the 2,000 amos. Because if so, that would shorten the 2,000 amos considerably. Instead, they should measure across the valley or across the heap of stones, and then afterward, they should return to their measurements. Meaning to say, one person should stand on one end of the valley, the other person should stand on the other end of the valley. Each one is holding one end of the rope in their hand. And they should measure across the valley as if there was no valley. And the same with the heap of stones. One person should stand on one end, and the other person should stand on the other end, each one holding the rope. And that way they're measuring across the heap of stones without counting the incline towards the 2,000 amos. And that way the Mishnah says that after they measure across the valley or across the heap of stones, they should return to their measurement. The Mishnah is teaching us that if when they're measuring the 2,000 amos opposite the city, the place where the valley or the mound is wider than 50 amos, so they cannot measure across the valley or across the heap of stones using a rope of 50 amos. They should walk alongside the valley or alongside the heap of stones until it narrows to less than 50 amos, and that's where they should measure it. As long as the place where it narrows to less than 50 amos is still within the tum of the city, as the mission will soon say, and after they measure across the valley or across the heap of stones, they should return opposite the city and continuing measuring opposite the city. As you're really supposed to measure the 2,000 amos opposite the city, you should not have to go outside the city to measure the 2,000 amos. However, in this case, since opposite the city, the valley or the heap of stones is wider than 50 amos, they cannot measure across it using a rope of 50 amos. They would go outside the city and measure across the valley or across the heap of stones in the place where it narrows to less than 50 amps. Higia lahar mavliya v'choygel amidato. V'vash v'yete chototchon. If when they're measuring the 2,000 amas outside the city, they reach a mountain. They should swallow it up and return to their measurement. As long as they don't have to go outside of the tchum in order to measure across the mountain. Meaning to say that you shouldn't count the incline of the mountain towards the 2,000 amas. Instead, they should measure across the mountain. They should hold up the rope on poles and hold the rope on top of the mountain. And that way they're not counting the incline of the mountain towards the 2,000 amas. And if opposite the city where they're measuring the 2,000 amas, the mountain is more than 50 amas across, they should walk alongside the mountain until it reaches a point where it's less than 50 amas across, and that's where they should measure across the mountain. As long as they don't have to go outside the tchum of the city in order to measure across the mountain. Meaning to say, if the place where the mountain narrows to less than 50 amas is more than 2,000 amas outside the city, they would not be allowed to measure across the mountain at that point, since it's outside the tchum of the city, as they don't want people to think that the tchum of the city reaches all the way to the point where they're measuring across the mountain. So in that case, where anywhere within the tchum of the city, the mountain is more than 50 amas across, they would not be allowed to measure across the mountain without counting the incline of the mountain. Since they have to measure using a rope of 50 amas, and the mountain is more than 50 amas across, so in that case, they would have no choice but to count the incline of the mountain towards the 2,000 amas. Kamehne yokolav liya, v'zuam rabbi distoy v'rabiyane, mishum rabbi meir, shamati shamakadim baharam. If they cannot swallow up the mountain, meaning to say, that anywhere within the tchum of the city, the mountain is wider than 50 amas across. They cannot measure across the mountain using poles, since they're only allowed to use a rope that's 50 amas long, and the mountain is more than 50 amas wide. So in such a case, they have no choice but to count at least some of the incline of the mountain toward the 2,000 amas. Rabbi Distoy, Rabbi Yani said in the name of our mayor, in such a case I heard that we puncture the mountain, meaning to say that even though we have to count some of the incline of the mountain toward the 2,000 amas, but we don't count the entire incline of the mountain toward the 2,000 amas. We make it as if there's a hole in the mountain and we're measuring through the hole. How do we do that? Instead of measuring using a rope that's 50 amas long, we would use a rope that's 4 amas long. And one person would stand further up on the mountain holding the rope, while another person would stand further down in the mountain holding the other end of the rope. And the person who's standing further down would hold the rope opposite his heart, while the person who's standing further up would hold the rope next to his feet. And that way, since they're holding the rope at an angle, when they measure up the incline of the mountain, they're not counting the entire incline towards the 2,000 amas, and even though certainly some of the incline is being counted towards the 2,000 amas, but since the rope is being held in an angle, they're not counting the entire incline towards the 2,000 amas.